This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to ENN. On this Friday evening, I'm not Peter, I'm not Andrew, I am Anthony Pusick, and would just like to tell you all that ENN tonight is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't just how much you save, it's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Let's say good evening to Michael.
1-800-919-3776. Don't call it. The Knick game's coming up next. See everybody. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Maybe we'll see that a little bit later. Knicks take on the Hornets, 6:30 pregame here on 98.7 following us. Don, how are you tonight?
You can sniff my socks.
That's not very nice. What else you got?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't get paid to do this.
Reveal yourself to me!
We still don't know who it is, Michael. Gutless.
He still hasn't texted you, huh?
I got a text from somebody, but I don't think it's them, claiming it was them.
Who was it?
I don't know. Sometimes I get these text messages, like a guy just verbally assaults me on text.
Well, he must know your personal number, yeah.
And he rips me.
Right.
This is going back to when the Yankees were eliminated from the playoffs.
Right.
He texts me, "Don, the phony, killing the Yankees today. Don't come to Toronto, Porky. You're always fake, like I told Paul that time at Gabe's." And I'm like, who is this?
Don, like, you have the guy's number. Why don't you report it to the cops?
Come on, Porky.
He's like, come on, Porky. Kill the Yankees some more, pig. Oh, Mets are home since 86. So then he texts, and I hadn't heard since October 6th. I'm like, all right, somebody got my number, whatever. Text today, say, liar, it's me, Al.
The show you're doing right now is slated for two men, the chubby guy and you.
Do you have any ideas, Don?
No idea.
Other than the person that texted you that clearly is not the person.
I don't know who it could be. But if it's not somebody.
Why don't you report him to the authorities?
Oh, no, that guy.
No, different guy now.
I'm talking about, I want
to
know who called me a liar.
Oh, I can't help you with that.
Holy crap.
Why can't you help me? He texted you. Did he say, don't mention me?
I'm just being respectful of everybody I know.
But you're saying it's somebody that covers the Yankees, but not necessarily on the beat.
No, I'm not saying anything.
We're not getting anywhere with this, Don.
This person knows me.
Yes.
This person has my number.
Yes.
Reveal yourself.
He thinks you're a liar.
Text me.
I hope they lose.
Who's around the Yankees that has my number? And if I guess it, will you say?
Nope.
Well, that's no fun.
I'll give you one guess. If you get it right, I will say, go. One guess.
I don't think he would do it, but he's got my number. That would be Sweeney.
Who?
Sweeney.
No, it's not Sweeney.
We may never know. It's going to be up there with why Don's a Portland fan.
Well, we can't repeat what Passan said, but that's what I think. Did that ever make the air, by the way, Anthony?
Yeah, people said it.
Well, I know TV you can't dump, but I was wondering if the radio audience heard it.
Yes, it does, and I believe it made it over our air as well.
Good. I was proud of you.
One of those ones that we'll get through it, and we probably will never play it again, just to make sure.
Be a heck of a drop if we could.
Be an excellent drop.
It's
we have a lot
item.
Today.
I mean, what did he say that was wrong? It's an item.
Well, we'll see.
Don, I hate to rub more salt in the wound, but I would like to talk about last night's football game. 22-10.
You mean Don's two-point pick?
Yes, it was the two-point pick, and I think he'd make it again if he had the choice. Exactly.
It's not Vegas' fault.
Yeah. It is Vegas' fault. 22-10, Dolphins over the Ravens. Big surprise. Jacoby Brissett started for the Dolphins. Tua apparently dealing with the issue with his finger, but was healthy enough to back up. Tua came in. The offense started moving. But the interesting thing about that is the best play of the game never counted. And I know you know what I'm talking about, Don. Michael, sure. I'm sure you saw this too.
Yep.
The screenplay gone bad late in the fourth quarter. Robert Hunt decides to just pick the ball off from the running back and run into the end zone. Makes an acrobatic play to even get the ball across the plane. But of course, he was the guard. He was not eligible. But to me, I think that was probably the best play of the game, which speaks to how bad that 22-10 Dolphins game was.
It was pretty special. I mean, he ran like a small guy, and you know, he reached over to get the ball. It would have been a touchdown if he was eligible, but he wasn't, and it's not.
The run, the flip, and everything. It was tremendous.
Now, I've heard of tackle eligible, and they always have to announce in the building that the tackle's eligible. I never heard of guard eligible. But we knew that play wouldn't count. It was amazing the amount of people in the building that thought it counted. Including for like a brief moment, the Aikman, like, because they started like analyzing, like, was he in? Was it a fumble? Wait a minute. Don't even bother. It doesn't matter. The play doesn't count.
A lot of people on Twitter, I know Kyler Murray commented on it. I think Patrick Mahomes also commented on it. Did get the ball across. So nice play by Robert Hunt. Something he could laugh about for sure.
I think he got the ball across.
Yeah, I think he did too.
No, I think it's a touchdown, and it was a great play. It didn't count, but it's something he'll probably remember forever.
So a couple things about this game that's interesting to me, guys. We talked about with the Ravens possibly being the best team in the AFC. Now who's the best team in the AFC? This is something that's interesting to me. Could you imagine if the Jets started Mike White this week with Zach Wilson backing him up? Because he wasn't healthy enough, but in the off chance that Mike White may have gotten injured again, he comes in and pulls a Tua. It solves all the problems that we thought about of if Zach Wilson is your backup quarterback, he comes in against the Bills and wins the game, this all goes away. But of course, we don't have that scenario.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson is not healthy, according to the Jets, according to Robert Saleh, not healthy enough. So it is Mike White getting backed up by Joe Flacco against the Bills.
There's a couple of things at play there, Don. They had to get Flacco as a backup after giving him a sixth-round pick. And I don't know if we'll ever know for sure if Wilson's okay now. I mean, that is their hedge to not take the job away from him.
And you can't really hedge that if he's in uniform backing up White.
That's why yesterday we said it was ridiculous. Well, if Tua is the backup, he should be starting. And when he came in, he played well.
Yeah, he did.
450 yards.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on there. But Miami's still not a very good team, but you know, defensively they played well. But yeah, who is the best team in football? I guess AFC, because I guess the NFC, it's still the Buccaneers, right? Because it's Tom Brady,
or the
defending
Cardinals.
Super Bowl champions.
Cardinals.
Right, but you know, the Cardinals haven't done this before, so but in the AFC, are the Chiefs gonna get right? Are the Raiders that good? The Steelers, Ravens, Browns, all are flawed. The Bills haven't looked good in the last 3 weeks.
I still think it's the Bills.
Well, you'll feel a lot better about the Bills if they beat up on the Jets. But
hoping.
But let's say they cover, but they win the game. You know, they cover, but they win like 16-3.
Right.
Are you going to walk out of there feeling like
like
the Bills have figured it out?
You want them to put up 49 points against this defense,
and that's happened a couple times this year already. So it's certainly possible. Guys, if you ask John Harbaugh, he knows exactly who to blame for last night's loss.
This falls squarely on me as the head coach. We were not prepared the way we need to be prepared. Our schemes weren't up to snuff. We weren't prepared to execute the way we needed to. So that's it. Not on one player. Our players played their hearts out. They worked hard all week. They did everything they could to be prepared, and we just weren't ready. That's on me.
He's right.
Yeah.
I didn't see any adjustments.
No.
You heard Mike Tannenbaum say it. You got to adjust to those blitzes.
Yeah.
It's funny. Everybody thinks that everybody in the NFL is so smart. It's all copycat. Nobody figured out Mahomes for all these years, and then the Buccaneers did something, and now they're playing zone, and he can't handle a zone. It takes that long? I thought they were all geniuses.
I like what Harbaugh did, and he's right. There wasn't a necessary, like, the adjustments made, but that line's not great. And this is not the defense that we've grown up watching with the Ravens. It's an okay defense. It's not great. They are great when Lamar Jackson's great. That's what makes the Ravens special. And if you're shutting him down, what else is there?
Not much. And it'll be interesting to see what the Ravens do going forward. We've seen teams have bad games this season and bounce back. The Titans have had some great games over the last couple of weeks. They beat the Rams. When they really shouldn't have, with no Derrick Henry. You thought that was an easy game. That's why it's going to be interesting to see how your guys' picks go, and why I think Michael and your +8 on the Lions isn't a bad play. The Steelers have looked fantastic.
I think it's a brilliant play. It really is a brilliant play.
If Peter was here, he'd say it's the worst pick you've ever made, but he's not here, so he can't say that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But there are a lot of injuries around the league, guys. Speaking of those Tampa Bay Bucks that you guys mentioned, they're going to be without Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski against Peter's Washington football team. First time we heard them today. That's weird. Despite the extra rest from the bye week, they'll be without both of those guys.
That was a pick that I had like five teams on my sheet, and I was leaning toward Tampa Bay, and I let it go. Even with the people that are out, they should beat up on Washington.
No.
And you know, everybody keeps saying, well, you can't pick them because Heinicke really picked them apart in the playoffs. They didn't know he was going to play. They have 8 games of tape on him now. I think it's going to be completely different. I think Bowles shuts him down completely, and it's just a case of how many touchdowns will Tom Brady put up.
And you could also, not that it's right and not that it's a good thing, but you can explain away what happened 2 weeks ago against New Orleans as the Saints seem to have the Bucs number. But I'm with you. I thought about that game, but I did think about how they struggled in Washington last year in the playoffs, so I kind of stayed away from it, but it would be a little surprising if they lost.
A couple other key injuries. The Saints will be without Alvin Kamara against the Titans. Makes Peter's pick look even better.
Mm-hmm.
Browns running back Nick Chubb. Everybody thought because he was vaccinated, there's a chance he might be able to play this week despite testing positive for COVID. He has been ruled out. And Kareem Hunt still not with the team. So Johnson, who obviously came to fame, I believe it was on a Thursday night football game. He is the starting running back for the Browns against the Patriots this week.
It's starting to get a little cooler out, Michael, right?
Right.
And we've been very, very fortunate that we haven't had any movements or postponements or delays in any of the NFL games. But you start to wonder, we're getting deeper in November. The Ottawa Senators had 9 players out last night because of COVID. You mentioned Shurmur not coaching this weekend for the Broncos because of COVID.
I have 2 people that I know personally, Don.
Yeah.
That are fully vaccinated and got COVID and really got knocked on their backside by it.
So you wonder, you got to keep an eye when we're starting to think about like games. I don't think any games will be canceled, but will we get like we got a little bit last year where teams were severely compromised, games were delayed by a day, moved on the schedule? So it's just something to kind of look out for, which can really just throw everything. We can't predict what's going to happen in the NFL now. Imagine throwing that into the mix. We had a college football game that was moved last weekend. So it might be that time of year again.
And the NBA announced today that they want everybody that is vaccinated, all the tier one and the players, to get a booster.
Yeah, and to your point, Don, I believe Cal USC has already been postponed this weekend because of a COVID outbreak on Cal's side. 2 moves that we talked about earlier in the week, guys, but other people are talking about it now. The Rams, of course, bringing in Odell Beckham Jr. Matthew Stafford spoke about his new weapon.
It's going to take work for everybody to be on the same page, him to learn what we're doing and how we go about our business and us two working together and all that kind of stuff. But what he's able to do when the ball's in the air, he's proven it year after year. No doubt that he's going to come out here and work his tail off for us, and we're going to work together and try and get us going as quickly as we can.
He's certainly a talent, but I got to say, guys, Cooper Kupp is having a historic season, and he catches everything. He runs great routes. It seems like him and Stafford have great chemistry. Obviously, everywhere Odell's been, he's been wide receiver number one. It's going to be very hard to see him taking catches away from Kupp. I think Robert Woods has to be concerned. I know Robert Woods was already frustrated that he wasn't getting as many touches. I'd imagine now he slots behind Odell. It just makes a prolific Rams offense even more prolific. And going after Von Miller, they clearly think they have a chance to win the NFC.
I'll tell you what, though. The thing with Odell is his personality is so transcendent and he's so dynamic that I think it gets into the quarterback's head. Am I involving him? And I think it throws a quarterback off. I think it threw Eli off. And I think it threw Baker Mayfield off because he makes it known when he's not being targeted. So he is not the number one target now. He probably not number two.
Well, I just don't see how it benefits him to complain about it. Ride it out, win, win the Super Bowl as
But if they win the Super Bowl and he does nothing to contribute to that, how's he getting a new deal?
Well, I don't think – listen, he's too good of a player to say he would do nothing to contribute to it. Besides, and if Cup – because Cup has over 1,000 yards receiving already. Mm-hmm. Like, so if he finishes with like 1,900 yards receiving, you don't think that he benefited from Odell having to be defended? So if he just ignores the numbers and is just part of a winner and quietly goes about his business, people know how good Odell is. They're just worried about him because he flies off the handle, makes it tough for quarterbacks. If he doesn't do that in L.A. and they win, well, then he can prove that he can be a secondary or tertiary option and not cause a problem. If he causes a problem, Michael, he's only hurting his bottom line.
But as I said before, Don, he could go in with great intentions. He is who he is.
Then we'll see, but then he's his own worst enemy.
I think he always has been.
Yeah.
Guys, I have to do it. Peter would do it, and in honor of him, because it is his ENN, I have to bring it up. Justin Thomas, the golfer, was on the No Laying Up podcast, and in a recent interview, he told them Tiger Woods won't return if he can't play well. Thomas said he tries to visit Woods a couple of times per week at his South Florida home. He says he knows Woods is going to try to come back in terms of his golf future. He doesn't see him ever playing if he can't play well. He doesn't strike me as a guy who's played at home and he's shooting a bunch of 75s and 76s and he's like, okay, I'm going to give Augusta a try this year. That's not really going to be him, at least from my understanding. We haven't heard from Woods in a while. We've seen a couple of pictures of him obviously rehabbing after that horrific car accident. Guys, I guess the question, not only will Tiger Woods return, if he returns, do you ever think, we've had this conversation I feel like a million times over, do you think he ever wins a major again?
I think there's a chance, because as Justin Thomas says, if he comes back, he's going to be able to play. And he still has that championship timber. He knows how to win. He doesn't get scared in big moments. So there's a chance. I wouldn't bet my life savings that he would win a major. But if he's coming back, I think he's coming back with the intent to win a major.
What was Nicholas, 46 when he won the Masters?
Yep.
So, and how old is Tiger
now? And then Phil Mickelson just won something at a later age, right?
At 50, right?
Yeah, 50, he won a major.
So, I mean, he's still running out of time. It's tough to bet against Tiger, but this injury is going to be really difficult to overcome.
But if he comes back, he's going to be in shape to try.
Yes.
Early reports, and Don would appreciate this, the PGA considering disbanding if Tiger Woods never plays ever again. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday.
You know what I loved about this, Don? No announcers. That was big.
I missed it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.